Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
BTR with your host Onyx. This show is a production of Lady of the Circle and the Oaks, a Corellian proto temple in Thomasville, North Carolina. After the show, we invite you to click over to ladyofthecircle.org to learn more about us. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the show. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of LCO on BTR. I'm your host, Reverend Onyx. Tonight is Saturday, February 14th, 2015. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. I want to thank you for joining me, whether you're live or here, right here at the Blog Talk Radio site, or another point of entry, maybe through Facebook or the TuneIn Radio app, or later in the archive. I recognize that you had a choice, and you chose to spend time with me, and I thank you for that. There's a chat room that is open at the same time as our live broadcasts, and if you're at the Blog Talk Radio site listening, you'll be in that chat room. If you don't have a Blog Talk Radio account, you'll show up in the chat room as a guest. Guests cannot fully interact in the chat room. But if you want to get a free Blog Talk Radio account, you can click over to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's where you can sign up. This is really easy to do, and you can even do it with your Facebook account or an email address. On behalf of Lady of the Circle and the Oaks, I want to extend our deepest condolences to the friends and family of Sable Rouge. He's a member of the Waning Moon Witan Shrine and passed from this world on Thursday night. May he be received in the other world with love. May he find peace and joy, and may he be remembered with honor and love. I also want to thank everyone for their continued prayers for Alan Salmi. Alan is the president of Witch School International. The latest update is that he's been able to sit up, communicate by writing, and go without the ventilator for periods of time. This is a huge improvement in his condition, but he still has a very long way to go. So please, everyone, continue praying for Alan's recovery. Tonight, we will continue our discussion of Hermetic philosophy. Now, this series on Hermetic philosophy began way back on December 13th of 2014 with a show that I called Hermes Who. Each Saturday night after that one, with the exception of December 27th, 2014, I've continued down this rabbit hole. This is the 8th episode on this topic. If you haven't listened to the other episodes, then I would encourage you to go back and do that in our archives. All of our archived episodes can be found at the www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN under the heading of on-demand episodes, or you can get it as a free podcast download at iTunes, or you can find it on the TuneIn Radio website and Android app. In addition to all these different ways of listening to the archive episodes, if you go to the Facebook event for each of the episodes, then if you click on that link, it will take you directly to the episode that is linked in that event. Now, I've offered this series as just an introduction to Hermetic teachings. You'll notice that throughout all these episodes, I'll refer to God. When I use the term God, it is meant to be understood as a word I choose to use for the universal living mind. I don't use this term to infer any affinity for a specific manifestation of the universal living mind. You'll also hear me refer to God as feminine. This is my choice, and don't take that to indicate that I believe that God has to be female. God is neither male nor female, and is way beyond our concept of gender in that matter. So tonight, I'm going to discuss the Hermetic principle of cause and effect. This truth embodies the law that nothing happens by chance, and that chance is only a term that indicates cause existing but not recognized or understood. This principle, the principle of cause and effect, underlies all scientific thought, it, either ancient or modern, it doesn't matter. There have been many arguments about this principle that have come up in different schools, but these arguments or disputes have mainly been around the details of the operation of this principle, or about the meaning of the specific wording. Now, in the Kabbalion, we read, and I quote, "Every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Everything happens according to law. Chance is but a name for law not recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing escapes the law." End quote. Now, if we think about it, we can see there's no such thing as pure chance. If we look to the Webster Dictionary, we'll find the definition of the word chance to read a supposed agent or mode of activity other than a force, law, or purpose. The operation or activity of such agent. The supposed effect of such an agent, a happening, fortuity, causality, etc. Now think about that for a moment. And we can see that there can be no such thing as chance in the sense of something outside of law, something outside of cause and effect. Because how can there be something acting in a phenomenal universe independent of the laws, order, and continuity of the laws? This something would be independent of the order of the universe and therefore superior to it. I can't imagine anything except God being outside of the law. And this is only because God is the law itself. There's no room in the universe for a something outside of law. If this something existed, it would make all natural laws ineffective, and the universe would quickly descend into chaotic disorder. What we call chance is only an expression for obscure causes, causes that we can't see, or causes that we can't understand. Let's take a minute for like rolling dice for a moment. We usually think that the pips that show up on the top, that this is unrelated to any cause. But if we take it apart and we look at it very carefully, we see that there is no chance whatsoever about this event. Each time we roll a die and it displays a certain number, it obeys a law which is just as infallible as the law which governs the revolution of the planets around the sun. Behind the fall of the die are causes or chains of causes that go back way further than our mind can follow. We have things preceding, such as if we use a box, for instance, to hold the dice like you do in Yahtzee or whatever, the position of the die in the box to begin with, the amount of muscular energy that we use when we make the toss, even the condition of the table or the surface on which the dice land, and all of these things. These are all causes. All of which the effect can be seen. Behind the scene causes, there are also chains of unseen preceding causes, every one of which had a bearing on the number which fell uppermost on the dice. If we throw the dice a huge number of times, we'll see that the numbers shown, the pips that are up, will be about equal, the number of times they each show up. Just like if we toss a coin, we'll see over a significant number of times that it will land on heads and tails about equally. This is the operation of the law of average. Both the average and the single fall under the law of cause and effect. If we were able to look closely or examine all the preceding causes, we could see that it's simply impossible for the die to fall other than it did under the same circumstances and at that time. Given the same causes, the same results will follow. There is always a cause and a because to every event. Nothing ever happens without a cause or a chain of causes. Now, some people get confused when considering the principle. They're not able to explain how one thing could cause another thing. So, like, why one thing would be the creator of the second thing. No thing ever causes or creates another thing. Cause and effect deals only with events. An event is that which comes, arrives, or happens as a result or consequence of some preceding event. No event creates another event. It's only a preceding link in the great orderly chain of events that flow from the creative energy of God. There is a continuity between all events, past, present, and future. There's a relationship that exists between everything that has gone before and everything that follows. Let's think for a moment about a stone that becomes dislodged from a mountainside and comes crashing through the roof of a cottage in the valley far below. At first, we might consider this a chance effect. If we look closer, we can find a long chain of causes behind it. There was the rain that softened the earth that supported the stone, which allowed it to fall. Before that, we can see the influence of the sun, other rains, and so on, which gradually disintegrated the piece of rock from a larger piece of rock. And if we go back before that, of course, there were the causes which led to the formation of the mountain. We can follow these preceding events for a very long way. We might want to follow the causes behind the rain to begin with, the rain that caused, the loosening of the soil. We might look at the causes for the existence of the roof to be where it is or where it was when the rock crashed through it. Obviously, we could find ourselves very easily enmeshed in a very tangled web of cause and effect. Think about this. A person has two parents and four grandparents and eight great-grandparents and 16 great-great-grandparents. And if we go all the way back to like 40 generations, the ancestors number in the millions. This is the way it is with the causes of even the smallest event or phenomenon. Every thought we think or act we perform has its direct and indirect results, which fit into the great chain of cause and effect. Now, I'm going to let that sink in for a few minutes. So I want you to think about that. There are some things that I'll talk about after that, after we get back. So consider what I've said. Everything is preceded by causes. We're going to listen to Dar of the Bard, Tomb of the King. Please stick around.
Then down through history they changed when a woman called by a check as the blood of the signature dries. Then the monsters move in with the dawn as the circle of people they sing, and the old oaks are cut from the earth as they tear down the tomb. I sit in the silence of my car. I notice that not much has changed. More cars just use this road now, and the traffic jam now has three lanes. Still my dream takes me back to the time when in the circle we sing under
there is one power in the universe, and I am a perfect manifestation of that power. And as such, I pray for peace. I pray for love. I pray for stability. I pray for the nation where I live. I pray for the world. By my will, so mote it be, and it is so. Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
You're listening to LCO on BTR on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back. I'm Reverend Onyx. You are back with LCO on BTR Tonight, we are talking about the principle of causation. And before I left you for the break, I explained my thoughts on how everything is caused by something preceding it. And if you took the opportunity to really consider that, I'll bet you ran up against the concept of free will. What about free will? Okay. Well, it's not really my desire to discuss the concept of free will. One of the reasons that I really don't want to open up that can of worms is that I consider neither side of the controversy to be entirely right, the determinism or the free will. I consider both sides to be partially right. Remembering back to the principle of polarity that we spoke about, we see that both are only half-truths of the opposing poles of truth. Remember that all the laws are in place here. So I believe that a person can be both free and also bound by necessity, depending on the way you define those terms. It was written a long time ago by someone much, much wiser than me. Of course, that doesn't really take a whole lot. But I quote, "The further a creation is from the center, the more it is bound. The nearer to the center it reaches, the nearer free it is." End quote. Now think about it. Most people are more or less the slaves of things like heredity, environment, all these different things. And they really show very little freedom. They're controlled or at least swayed by the opinions, customs, and thoughts of the outside world, and also by their own emotions, feelings, moods, and things like this. So they really show no mastery, at least not to the level that would be worthy of calling it mastery. A lot of people will absolutely rail against this assertion. They'll claim that they are free to act and do as they please. But what makes them want to do one thing in preference to another? What's the cause to their desired choices? The very advanced student can change these wants to others at the opposite end of the mental pole. This advanced student we're talking about is able to will instead of to will because of some feeling, mood, emotion, or environmental suggestion that arouses a tendency or desire in them. A vast majority of people are just carried along like that falling stone that we spoke about earlier. They're obedient to the environment, outside influences, internal moods, desires, and etc. And this doesn't even include the designs and wills of others who were stronger than themselves, and also heredity, environment, and suggestion. Suggestions and all this that carry them along without any resistance on their part or the exercise of will. They're moved along like the pawns on the chessboard of life. They play their parts, and then they are set aside when the game is over. But the most studious of the adepts, knowing the rules of the game, can rise above the plane of material life. And by putting themselves in touch with the higher powers of their nature, they can dominate their own moods, characters, quality, and polarity, as well as the environment surrounding them, and then they become the movers in the game instead of the pawns. They become causes instead of effects. Now, obviously, they can't escape the causation of the higher planes. And they do fall in with the higher laws. But they can master the circumstances on the lower plane. Because at that point, they can become a conscious part of the law instead of being its blind instrument. While they may still serve on the higher planes, they rule on the material planes. On both the higher and on the lower, the law is always in operation. There is no such thing as chance. This blind goddess has been abolished by reason. We are able to see with eyes made clear by knowledge that everything is covered by universal law. We can finally see that the infinite number of laws are only manifestations of the one great law, and that law, which is God. The universal living mind. There is nothing outside of law. There is nothing that happens contrary to it. Now, don't fall into the mistake of thinking that man is a blind automaton, because this is not true. We can use law to overcome law. The higher will always prevail against the lower. And we can continue. We have the ability to continue to raise in the stages in which we seek refuge all the way up to being in contact, direct relationship with the law itself. Now, as we close here, I want to remind you that according to the principle of correspondence, which we know as above, so below, or as below, so above, all of the seven hermetic principles are in full operation on all the planes, physical, mental, and spiritual. The principle of mental substance applies to all the planes. All are held in the mind of God. The principle of correspondence manifests in all, because there is a correspondence, harmony, and agreement between all the planes. The principle of vibration manifests on all the planes. The very differences that make up the planes come from the differences of vibration. The principle of polarity manifests on every plane. Even though the extremes of the poles may seem to be opposite and contradictory, they are not. As we discussed in using the imagery of the thermometer, hot and cold, remember. The principle of rhythm, again, manifests on every plane. The movement of the phenomena always having its ebb and fall, incoming and outgoing. Tonight, we talked about the principle of cause and effect. It also manifests on every plane. Every effect has its cause, and every cause having its effect. The principle of gender manifests on every plane. The creative energy always manifests, operating along the lines of its masculine and feminine aspects. As above, so below. As below, so above. This century-old Hermetic axiom tells us one of the great principles of the universal phenomenon. as we continue to travel further down this rabbit hole, we will see even more clearly the truth of the universal nature of this great principle of correspondence. Next Wednesday will be February 21st, and I will discuss the seventh hermetic principle. This principle is the principle of gender. I'll discuss the truth that there is gender manifested in everything. So please join me next week as we continue on this journey. On every Wednesday night, I host a show that I call The Soapbox Witch. Right here at the same time, right here at the same network. Right now, I'm talking about Jungian archetypes and how they relate to the seven major chakras. The beginning episode of the introduction of that series aired back on Wednesday, January 7th of 2015, and I called it Jung and the Seven. I invite you to go back into the archives and listen to those episodes as well, and then join me each Wednesday night for that discussion. Each of those episodes focuses on one chakra and two Jungian archetypes, the functional and the dysfunctional. It's been an amazing trip so far. I've learned a lot, and I've gotten many messages from several different people telling me that they've enjoyed the trip as well. So please join us. On every Thursday night, Terry and I co-host a show that we call Under a Shady Tree. In this show, Under a Shady Tree, we give our thoughts on questions that we've gotten or we've received from you, the listeners. If you have a question that you would like for us to discuss, please send that question to either the station's email address at surn.org@gmail.com, or you can send it directly to me at revonixhp@ladyofthecircle.org. Now, when you send that message, please let me know if you want us to use your name on the air in conjunction with the question. Because if you don't tell me I can use your name, then it's going to be anonymous and from the mailbag. I also want to invite you to listen to every one of the shows here on the network. We air at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 nights a week, with 7 different shows. And each of our hosts have wonderful personalities and present some amazing shows. Now, if you'd like to learn more about me or to contact me directly, just click over to ladyofthecircle.org. On that website, you will find out more about Lady of the Circle in the Oaks. We are a proto-temple located in Thomasville, North Carolina. There on the projects tab, you can also find links to all the other projects that I'm involved with. I am widely available on Facebook. I have a YouTube channel. I have a WordPress blog. I'm on Twitter, CNN iReport, and several other projects. Which brings me to my next thing. I am extremely happy to announce, finally, the launch of yet another project. International Pagan Radio is a 24/7 streaming internet radio station. This project will continue to grow and provide a wider variety of programming. The team at IPR plan to present a wide variety of music from a large array of international artists. We're looking to present news and events that occur around the world that may have a relevance or an impact on our community. Expanding to include scheduled programming from multiple personalities who are involved in the spiritual and pagan cultures. You can listen to International Pagan Radio by clicking over to ladyofthecircle.org, and on the homepage there is a link over to the IPR landing page. And from there, you can bookmark it You can hit it. You can listen to the station right there on the page, or there's a pop-out player there as well. Choose the logo. You'll say right there to like it. Now, I've been asked, what does this mean for my involvement here at CERN? Doesn't mean anything. I will continue using the station for as long as need be, and as long as it's a positive thing, and which I don't see any reason why it won't be. But obviously it won't be indefinite, because all good things come to an end eventually. But I don't see that happening. So no, I'm not leaving. Don't intend to leave. This is just a different project, a different place. For me to put my dirty little fingers. That's a different platform. This being a scheduled podcast type on Blog Talk Radio, and the International Pagan Radio being a 24/7 streaming station. So yeah, go over and check it out. Now, before we leave tonight, I'd like to remind everyone that Friday night at 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time and at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, www.temple.co.uk. So if you get a chance, go over there. Check them out. As we close out tonight, I want to remind you that everything I do here is food for thought. I don't want you to think like me. I just want you to think. Because that's the most important thing, thinking. By thinking, we improve and we grow. And that's the important thing. We grow and we evolve. And that's the important thing. I challenge you to be involved as we evolve. Good night, and in all things, may you blessed be. Thank you for listening to LCO on VTR. We hope you've enjoyed the show. You're invited to ladyofthecircle.org for more information about our organization. In all things, may you blessed be.